Pete Rose says he wants to be a friend of baseball, but it seems to be an unrequited friendship. This week, Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred released a letter he wrote to Rose in which he upheld Rose's lifetime ban from the game. That ban was imposed in 1989 because Rose bet on baseball during his playing and managing career. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. He joins us to talk about this and some other really interesting sports stories of the week. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
So Pete Rose is 74. The commissioner, Rob Manfred, has denied his bid for reinstatement. He's never coming back, never getting into the Hall of Fame, it looks like, is he?
You know, during my lifetime, there have been three baseball stories that were perennial. The Red Sox can't win, the Cubs can't win, and Pete Rose can't get in the Hall of Fame. And, you know, the Cubs just signed Jason Hayward and have the greatest team in the National League, and I think they're going to win. We know the Red Sox won, but still, Pete Rose, all he has to do is admit it, or all he was asked to do really implied that if you admit it, Pete Rose, you can get into the Hall of Fame, but he won't do it. He's an obstinate guy. You know, actually, right now his whole brand is not being in the Hall of Fame, and people love his rebelliousness, and he signs more autographs than a lot of comparable players who are in the Hall of Fame do, and he offers pretty trenchant analysis on TV. So I'm sure that Pete Rose says he'd like to be in the Hall of Fame, but he's not doing a darn thing to get there.
Okay, we'll keep watching that. But in the NBA...
We will, won't we?
Yes, we will. We will. The Golden State Warriors have a chance tomorrow night for some revenge when they host the Milwaukee Bucks, because it was the Bucks who ended the Warriors' 24-game winning streak. We thought it could have been the Celtics last week, but they double overtime, didn't happen. Okay, anyway, that's one big story in basketball. There's another one, though, that I want to ask you about, which is Rajon Rondo of the Sacramento Kings. He made a gay slur against an NBA referee during a game. Then the referee came out and said he is gay. How are the NBA and Rondo handling this?
Well, it took a while, but there's a suspension, and Rondo issued a pro forma apology on Twitter, and then recently he came out with a more heartfelt, and he uses the phrase from the bottom of my heart, I don't believe this, a more heartfelt apology. Bill Kennedy, the referee, wrote an article for Yahoo saying, yes, I am gay, and, you know, maybe that's why he got so upset with the slur. Who's to know how many times an anti-gay slur has been used towards a referee, and the referee just blew it off or said, it doesn't really apply to me. This is something that the NBA wants to stop. In the heat of the moment, players will say hurtful things.
Are you surprised that this is still going on, though? Because we've talked about this with you before, different kinds of scenarios. But basically, the culture of the NBA, it doesn't seem like it's changing fast enough for many.
I would say a few things. You know, Joaquin Noah used that slur in 2011. He's one of the most progressive players, and he's spoken very eloquently about that and how he regrets it. Kobe Bryant used that slur, too, in 2011, and he talked about, in the heat of the moment, he's really sorry for saying that, and he's done some things for the LGBT community to show that it's an earnest opinion. So I do think that it's a more of a reflection on the overall society that we live in, where anti-gay speech is more countenanced than, say, anti-black speech. But the NBA, from the official standpoint, if people are going to blurt out hurtful things in the heat of the moment, it is right to suspend them. So they're doing all the right things. And maybe Bill Kennedy coming out, maybe that will lead to a bigger conversation.
Okay, one more thing, Mike, about the NFL in this case. The season winding down. The Rams may be winding down their tenure in St. Louis. They play the Buccaneers tonight. It could be their final game in St. Louis. Do you think that they will be moving back to Los Angeles?
I don't know. The NFL has a plan, a quasi-plan. It has to be approved by two-thirds of the owners, that some team or possibly teams, so it could be the Rams, it could be the Raiders, moving to the L.A. area. The thing is that L.A. has always been, since the Rams and Raiders left, it's always been a prize, yet it's very good for owners to have L.A. out there, because you could hold your own municipality hostage and say, hey, we could go to L.A.
What will they do without L.A.?
Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think the NFL minds not having a team in L.A. because it's good for TV ratings. People in L.A. could watch all the other games, and that makes the ratings go through the roof. I don't know if it will happen, but if it does happen, I would suspect the Rams are the most likely team. Maybe we'll have two teams in L.A.
We will watch. Mike Pesca here, and now sports analyst. He's host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.